Just before filming this podcast episode, I was actually looking back to where I started. I was extremely insecure with myself, with the results that I have, with my life, with how I look, with how other people are treating me. I am extremely disappointed whenever I see myself in the mirror. Sobrang lalim ng self-doubt ko, sobrang baba ng tingin ko sa sarili ko. But right now, I'm achieving my goals. I'm earning millions. Maraming nagpapasalamat and helping a lot of people. I am living the dream life. And I'm here to tell you that you can turn your insecurities to possibilities. Because in this podcast, we will talk about turning insecurities to power. Turning your insecurities to possibilities. Turning your insecurities to success. But the bigger question is how. Because let's face it, if you are insecure, di ba ang hirap mag-decide? Di ba ang hirap mag-take ng action? Di ba dumadating sa point na ang hirap lumabas ng bahay kasi hindi mo kayang magsalita, nahihirapan ka makapag-usap sa mga tao. Dumadating pa sa point na hindi ka makatingin sa ibang tao. Tapos pipili ka ng damit mo, hirap na hirap ka rin. And sometimes, even if you can afford to buy something, hindi mo pa rin siya bibilhan para sa sarili mo kasi feeling mo hindi mo deserve. And because of that, mababa ang tingin sa sarili. Most of the time, ang baba rin ang tingin ng ibang tao sa atin. Lagi tayong nalalait, hinuhusgahan. And when we try to move forward, walang susuporta kasi wala silang tiwala sa atin. Bakit? Eh kasi tayo mismo, wala tayong tiwala sa sarili natin. So when you try to move forward, no one will support you. And since you think you don't deserve it, since you are clouded by your own insecurity, kahit may sumusuporta naman sa'yo, kahit may nagmamahal naman sa'yo, hindi mo pa rin i-accept. I-reject mo sa lahat. At napakabigat ng ganyang sitwasyon. But right now, we will change all that. So again, the bigger question is how. Number one, acceptance. You have to accept your current situation. You have to accept who you are. Kung nahihirapan ka, i-accept mo. Kung sa tingin mo, ang pangit mo, i-accept mo rin. Kung sa tingin mo, hindi ka magaling. Kung sa tingin mo, hindi ka masyadong matalino. Kung sa tingin mo, kulang ka pa sa skills, i-accept mo. So that you can change it. I'm not saying feel more insecure. I'm saying it is what it is. Kasi insecure ka na rin naman eh. E di i-accept mo na lang muna. Because when you accept your reality, you will be able to move forward. You will be able to change it for the better. In my case, no high school, pangit na pangit ako sa sarili ko as in. Although, totoo naman eh. Itsura ko dati, grabe. Halos kakulay ko tong table. Tapos yung gupit ko pa, tapos yung buhok ko pa. Tapos mahihiyain pa ako, hindi ako marunong magsalita, hindi ako magaling mag-communicate. Introvert pa ako, lagi ako nakatago, laging nakayuko. Pabaya pa ako sa sarili ko. Tapos hindi pa ako magaling sa school. Pero anong nangyari? Since inaccept ko siya, napansin ko na yung mga classmate kong pogi, lagi nilang nakukuha yung gusto nila. Minsan kahit mali sila. Minsan kahit nakakatawa yung logic nila. Minsan kahit sobrang cringe nila. They always get what they want. It's really easy for them. That's when I decided na kung pogi sila, I have to be an amazing person. I have to work harder. I have to work hard on myself. I have to improve 10 times. So kung pogi sila, dapat sobrang galing ko mag-communicate. Kung pogi sila, matangkad sila, dapat matalino ako. Dapat magaling ako mag-isip. Dapat solid yung mindset ko. Dapat competent ako. So ang nangyari, as we move forward, yung mga pogi, unti-unting nagiging tamad at entitled. Kasi nga, nakukuha nila yung mga bagay na gusto nila nang walang effort. Pero ako, sanay ma-reject, sanay mahirapan, sanay mag-effort, unti-unting gumagaling, nag-improve, nag-grow. So yung insecurity ko, napangit ako, it turned out to be an opportunity for me to grow. Since I'm not getting what I want easily, I have to make a conscious effort. At doon ako gumaling ng husto. 16 ako, na-scam kami ni Mama. So I have to move forward. We have to decide. We have to accept our reality that we have to start over. Kailangan namin magsimula sa zero or magsimula sa negative. But since we accept our reality ngayon, we are creating massive results. Number 2, focus on what you can control. Again, yung buhok ko, hindi ko makontrol. So ano ginawa ko? Inaccept ko na lang. At ano pa makokontrol ko? Yung gupit ko. Naghanap ako ng maayos na barbero, natutulong sa akin, and every time magpapagupit ako, hinahanap namin ano yung babagay na buhok. I don't have the best hair. Alam naman natin yan. But at least, I'm doing my best to get the best haircut for what's available for me, for my face. Dami nang babash, diba? Akala naman nila, may pakialam ako sa kanila. So what's happening is, I'm extremely focused on what I can control. So nangyayari, kaya ako naman to nalalaman na may nambaba sa akin. Kasi sinasabi sa akin ng mga tao ko, sinasabi sa akin ng mga leaders ko, sa MJ, naiinis na kami. So ang nangyayari ngayon, imbis na mainis ako, imbis na ma-offend ako, ang hinahandle ko, yung inis ng ibang tao. Kasi wala naman akong pake. So now, I'm focused on what I can control, which is myself, which is my perspective, which is how I work, which is how I show up. Kasi hindi ko naman kayang kontrolin yung iniisip ng iba. Hindi ko kayang kontrolin yung sasabihin ng iba. I cannot control if most people doesn't even have common sense. Like, alam mo yon? Dumadating nga sa point na alam kong nararamdaman niyo ako ngayon na nakakatawa na. Kasi, ang lala eh. Pero we cannot control them. Diba? What if these people have a miserable life? What if they're just envious? What if they're just jealous? What if the life that they have is so sad? What if they're so poor and they cannot accept it? And they feel insecure. Mauhulog sila doon. Mauubo sila doon. But when you focus on the things you can control, major example, hindi ka katangkaran, feeling mo hindi ka kagwapuhan, you can work out, you can read books, you can train your mind, you can train your body, you can build skills, and most importantly, you can build your character. Because at the end of the day, it's not about what you have. It's all about who you become. So lahat ng insecurity natin mawawala when we become a better person. Number 3 is be responsible and competent. Kasi nga, diba insecure tayo, right? Kaway-kaway sa mga insecure, kaway-kaway sa mga may self-doubt. When you are insecure, you will be clouded. So ang nangyayari, una, hindi mo alam kung ano yung tamang gawin. Hindi mo alam kung ano yung dapat mong gawin. Pero since hindi ka nagtatry, kasi nga insecure ka. Since hindi ka nagtatry, kasi nga may self-doubt ka. Since hindi ka nagtatry, kasi nga sobrang baba ng tingin mo sa sarili mo, hindi mo rin malalaman ano yung tamang gawin. And since you are delaying decisions, you are delaying things, you are not getting the results, and you are getting older, you will feel bad about yourself. You will feel more insecure. Tapos, makikita mo sa ibang tao, ginagawa nila yung mga bagay na gusto mong gawin. Nabubuhay sila dun sa future na gusto mo. Sinoshota nila yung dream girl mo. Sinisimula na nila yung dream business mo. Binibili na nila yung dream car mo. Habang ikaw, insecure pa rin. Habang ikaw, malungkot pa din. Habang ikaw, nagde-delay ng decisions mo. So when you compare yourself to other people, lalo kang mapipilay, lalo ka lang mapaparalyze. And it will become a downward spiral loop. But regardless of how you feel, if you are responsible, kung alam mong responsable ka sa isang bagay, you will build confidence around that area. Ang ibig ko sabihin, meron ka bang kakilala na construction worker na pwedeng pag nag-inuman, hindi siya confident sa pagkanta, pero confident siya sa trabaho niya? Pwedeng hindi siya confident sa income niya, pero confident siya sa trabaho niya. Bakit? Kasi responsable siya sa trabaho niya. May na-meet ka na ba nakatulong na insecure siya sa maraming bagay, sa buhay niya, sa budget, pero confident siya sa pag-aalaga, confident siya sa pagluluto. May kakilala ka ba na laging nakayuko, nakasalamin, although this is a stereotype, hindi naman laging ganito, pero imagine nyo lang. Pero sobrang confident sa exam. Pero pagdating sa pakikipag-usap sa tao, hindi siya confident. Ibig sabihin, kung ang isang bagay lagi nating pinapractice, kung responsable tayo sa bagay na yon, confident tayo doon sa area na yon. So paano mawawala yung insecurity natin? By being responsible in all aspects of our lives. And it's all about the little things. So kung insecure ka sa itsura mo, don't attach yourself to the results. Huwag mong i-attach yung sarili mo sa bagay na hindi mo makokontrol. Just do something about it. Just be responsible. Kung ikaw, hindi ka masaya sa income mo, be responsible around it. Be responsible with how you spend money, your income. Build skills. Be competent. So that you can build value and then kikita ka ng pera. Kung insecure ka sa buhay mo, i-accept mo. Teka, bakit ba? Ano bang aspect ng buhay ko, yung problema ko ngayon at nagpapabigat sa akin, kaya ako insecure? And then, I'm gonna focus on what I can control. Alin sa aspects ng buhay ko yung kaya kong kontrolin ngayon, yung pwede kong actionan ngayon. And then, I'm gonna be responsible around it. I'm gonna be competent. Because competence equals confidence. If you are competent, if you know your value, if you know that you can achieve something, that you can do something, eventually, mawawala yung insecurities mo. Now, Sir MJ, nai-insecure ka pa ba? Of course, hindi yan nawawala. And that's confidence. That despite the insecurity, despite the self-doubt, despite the negativity, despite the hate, despite the crisis, despite the struggles and challenges, I know myself that I am MJ Lopez. That I can achieve my goals and dreams. That I can help more people. So I want you to ask yourself, who do you want to become? Yun lang guys, this is the end of the podcast. And if you want to learn more about patterns, if you want to understand yourself more, if you want to have self-awareness, if you want to understand saan ang gagaling yung self-doubt mo, insecurity mo, saan ang gagaling yung limiting beliefs mo, and you also want to break those patterns and create new patterns. Create patterns from millionaires, from multi-millionaires and billionaires. Create patterns from hyper-successful people and incorporate that in your own pattern so that you can build your self-image, you can build your beliefs, you can achieve what you want while being fulfilled. If you want to have long-term happiness, if you want to build your character, you can actually get the Success Blueprint course. And I'm going to put the link in the description and in the comment section. And what I want is for you to be successful in life. So yun lang guys, lagi nyo lang tatandaan that everything good starts with a yes. And yes, my name is MJ Lopez and see you soon.